This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Divers are searching for plane wreckage off the coast of Jakarta, Indonesia, after a commercial plane crashed Monday with 189 people on board. A search and rescue agency official says he expects no survivors. The Lion Air plane crashed into the sea 13 minutes after taking off from Indonesia's capital. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the jet was cleared to turn back shortly after takeoff.
The head of AirNav, which manages air traffic in Indonesia, said the pilot had made an RTB, or return to base request, just 2 or 3 minutes after the jet took off, and the RTB had been approved. The plane, which was delivered to Lion Air just in August, crashed about 13 minutes after taking off. The authorities believe all on board were Indonesians, except for its pilot, originally from New Delhi, and an Italian citizen.
Thousands of people from all faiths united behind calls that love defeat hate as the U.S. city of Pittsburgh mourned the worst anti-Semitic attack in recent U.S. history. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin said the American tragedy is felt deeply worldwide.
At this time of pain, we cannot offer you consolation, but we can take you to our hearts and tell you again and again, you are not alone. The people of Israel and the entire Jewish people stands with you.
Police say 11 people were shot and killed while attending worship services in a synagogue Saturday morning. Angela Merkel has reportedly told leaders of her conservative party this will be her final parliamentary term as Germany's chancellor. The DPA news agency reported Monday that her comments came as Merkel met with the leadership of her party. We have more coverage of this on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The suspect accused of mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Donald Trump is set for his first court appearance on Monday. Brazilians propelled a white right-wing populist to the presidency, marking a major political change in the world's fourth largest democracy. Reuters' Eve Johnson reports.
A political split played out on the streets of Brazil Sunday night after far-right populist Jair Bolsonaro won the presidency. Riot police with tear gas deployed to put down protests on some streets, while on others, Brazilians turned out in the thousands to celebrate. Bolsonaro is an outspoken admirer of U.S. President Donald Trump. He's campaigned on promises to clean up politics and crack down on crime. Bolsonaro has signaled he'll take a hard line in tackling the country's problems. His plan to crack down on crime includes giving police more power to shoot at criminals. Critics warn he's likely to trample on human rights, curb civil liberties, and muzzle freedom of speech.
That was Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. At least 4 people were killed and 10 kidnapped when suspected Islamic State fighters attacked a town in central Libya. That according to military officials on Monday. The raid on the desert oasis town of Al-Foka late on Sunday lasted several hours, during which the fighters set local government and security offices on fire, according to a military official. Sri Lanka's president says he fired his prime minister because there was a plot to assassinate him. The president addressed the nation, defending his decision to fire the prime minister and disband the government, as well as suspending parliament. Former president and strongman Mahinda Rajapaksa has been named the new prime minister and is being asked to form a new government. The UN Refugee Agency is urging Washington to allow people fleeing persecution and violence to request asylum on U.S. territory. Here's VOA's Lisa Schlein.
UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mahecic tells VOA his agency has alerted countries along the caravan's route that it is likely to include people in real danger. He says their international protection needs must be properly assessed before any decision is taken on their return or deportation. The Mexican Ministry of the Interior reports more than 1,740 asylum claims have been registered in Tapachula in the state of Chiapas. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And we have more coverage of this story on voanews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News. We'll be right back.